KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
7:06, we have a partly cloudy sky, and it's 48 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of scattered showers, a high of 66. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. In local news, rescue crews were called to the scene of an injury accident at around 1:30 p.m. on Wednesday. The accident happened on Interstate 80 westbound near exit 75. Pictures from the scene show a semi-tractor trailer that looked like it may have rolled over into the grassy area between the interstate and the exit ramp. No other details are currently available. The Iowa State Patrol was handling the investigation. The Iowa Department of Transportation said Wednesday that the schedule for interstate closures in Council Bluffs this week has been updated. All the closures were weather permitting and may be rescheduled if the weather impacts construction. For Friday, April 26th, tomorrow, the right lane of westbound I-80 Express just east of the South Expressway, will be closed for repairs beginning at 9 a.m. The closure will take down for the afternoon rush hour by 2 o'clock. The Iowa DOT says it anticipates significant delays could occur during the westbound I-80 Express lane closure, and motorists are encouraged to use northbound I-29, westbound I-80 local lanes as an alternate route, and please allow for extra travel time while the interstate repair takes place. Cass County is the latest county to partner with the state of Iowa and the Home-Based Iowa Initiative to become a Home-Based Iowa community. At an event held Wednesday morning in Atlantic, Jason Kemp, a retired Air Force veteran and program manager for Iowa Workforce Development Home-Based Iowa, said Cass County is the 91st Home-Based Iowa community.
This is a program that continues to grow, and as you look to hire quality employees, attract great families into your communities and assist veterans and their families, Home-Based Iowa wants to connect those veterans with you. Since the beginning, the program was envisioned to market Iowa as one of the most veteran-friendly states in the nation. But in order to do that, we need to be able to connect veterans, and that includes all veterans, whether they're in-state or out-of-state, whether they're from the Vietnam era or earlier, or veterans transitioning out of the service anywhere in the world.
Home-Based Iowa is a statewide program designed to assist veterans transitioning back into civilian life. It helps veterans and transitioning service members find positions at Iowa companies, pursue continued education, continue their service through the Guard or Reserves, or any combination of those.
Today, every veteran resume, every veteran who publishes a profile is contacted and screened by an Iowa Works representative before it's published on our website. Once it's published, it's automatically sent to all our partner businesses and our HBI communities with matching criteria.
Cass County, in partnership with Home-Based Iowa, will provide veterans countless resources and opportunities in Iowa.
Today, there are 130 veterans published on Home-Based Iowa. 36 of them are interested in opportunities in Cass County or statewide. 17 of them have wage expectations of $55,000 or less per year. And we average over 45 new veterans per month.
Kemp said as the program continues to grow and be used by more veterans, it'll be easier to share both statewide and local resources, opportunities, and assistance. Cass County Veterans Affairs Director Mitch Holmes said during the event that the transition from active military to civilian life can be a big challenge for veterans.
Military members never had to do things like negotiate a salary. And when they're transferred to another base, there's always a job waiting for them. So the civilian workforce can be a scary place when you're used to the security of the military. And really, some military jobs don't translate well to civilian professions. Being a missile crewman in an artillery unit doesn't give you many options outside the military. But even the way civilians talk to each other can be confusing to a veteran who uses military terms and acronyms that civilians don't understand.
Holmes said their training and discipline makes them a perfect fit for employers needing a consistent, dependable employee.
Veterans can bring a high level of dedication, focus, self-motivation, as well as a well-developed organizational and other specialized skills. In addition, they're predisposed to service to others. Many veterans have learned what it means to put in a hard day's work. They also come to appreciate the challenges and satisfaction of a job well done.
With Iowa's current unemployment rate at 2.4%, businesses are looking to hire skilled workers. The Home-Based Iowa program helps connect Iowa businesses with qualified veterans looking for career opportunities. HBI's private-public partnership provides a high level of commitment for veterans, transitioning service members, and their families. If you'd like more information, go to homebaseiowa.gov. In the funeral announcements, Jeffrey Stokes, age 63 of Harlan, died Sunday at the VA Medical Center in Omaha. Funeral services for Jeffrey Stokes will be today at 10 o'clock at Fresh Encounter in Harlan. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Paul Marshall Jr., age 68, of Atlantic, died Sunday. A massive Christian burial for Paul Marshall Jr. will be tomorrow at 10 a.m. at the Saints Peter and Paul Catholic Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Philip Schaberg, age 92, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Allen Place. A celebration of life service for Philip Schaberg will be held Friday at 10 a.m. at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. Nancy Monk, age 78, of Exira, died Monday, April 22nd at the Exira Care Center. Celebration of Life Memorial Graveside Services for Nancy Monk will be on Friday at 2 o'clock at the Arlington Heights Cemetery in Audubon, with Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of the arrangements. Nicholas Joseph Gross, age 54, of Glenwood, died January 23rd in Council Bluffs. A massive Christian burial for Nicholas Gross will be this Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. The Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Mary Elnor Knaus, age 93, of Guthrie Center, died January 31st. A memorial mass for Elnor Knaus will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at St. Mary's Catholic Church in Guthrie Center. Twig Funeral Home of Guthrie Center has arrangements. Carmen Regals, age 76, of Marnie, died April 7th. Funeral services for Carmen Regals will be Saturday at 1 o'clock at St. Paul's Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. Todd Ebel, age 51, of Bridgewater, died Monday at the Adair County Hospital in Greenfield. Celebration of life services for Todd Ebel will be Saturday at 2 o'clock at the Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield. Abby Ward, age 57, of Lewis, died April 17th in rural Atlantic. Funeral services for Abby Ward will be Saturday at 3 o'clock at the Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.